Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Monday, April 29th, 2019. And this is number 50. Wow. Number 50 pre-recorded Dolly Shares coming to you from Dolly World. Nancy Hopkins is a producer. I'm Dolly, and I'm recording this on Monday, April 29, 2019, as I previously said. Today I'll be sharing with you my Fun Friday and my Almost Happened Sunday meeting. We'll get to that toward the end. I hope I don't bore the heck out of y'all, but I just had such a fun Friday that I wanted to be able to share it with everybody. So, here we go. Boy, I'm sorry, my mind... Well, I can't say I'm sorry according to Mona, but I apologize to y'all. My mind is working rather slowly today. And so... please bear with me. And I'm kind of having trouble with my recorder. I did a couple tests and it didn't play to the end. So hopefully this recording will. Because I really don't want to do it a second time. It's fun to go through it the first time, but not the second time. Friday was really nice. I spent it with Annette. It was her Friday off because she works at a company, Harris, where they work a couple hours longer each day, and then every other Friday they have the day off. So they have a 3-day weekend. So we try to pack things in on her Fridays off, even though she doesn't want to, because she wants to be able to have the day off. But that's the only day I have her free to take me to where I need to go. Usually the bank or the store, and that's it. But this Friday, it was something different. We started the day out at Quest Lab to get my lab work done. Oh, that was just so much fun. My arm is still swollen from that needle in there. They have trouble with my veins because I've had so many operations. My veins like to snap closed. Because when you go to the hospital and you have all these operations, they're always poking you and putting needles in you and giving you shots. And so your veins say, hey, I'm tired of this crap. They don't want to stay open. So anyway, I got a swollen arm there. Not bad. Enough. So we got that all done. And that was kind of a fiasco because the doctor's office gives me the sheet of paper to take with the orders on it for what lab work he wants done. I forgot completely to take that piece of paper with me. So she called me up. I made an appointment, so we were there, and we got called up at my appointment time. And she said something about the paperwork, and I said, oh my gosh, I forgot it. I said, do you have a copy in your computer? Did the doctor's office send you a copy? She said, no, you're going to have to call them and ask them to fax it to you. So she gave me a card with their fax number. I called the doctor's office, and the lady said, now don't get yourself upset. This happens all the time. And so did the lady at the lab told me that too, bless their hearts. And then Annette was trying to make me feel better. And because I really can beat myself up pretty good when I do stupid stuff like that. And I was doing a good job beating myself up. So anyway, We got to the doctor's office immediately while I was on the phone with her, even faxed over the record so they had it and they could do my stuff. And then I don't usually have to do the pee in the bottle. Well, this time I had to. Do you think I could pee in that bottle? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I was only able to give them a teeny tiny little bit, but she said, "Oh, I think I can work that out." Bless her heart. So then, well, Annette and I had been sitting waiting for me to be called on. We were talking about, no, it was on the way to Quest. We were talking about after Quest, we should stop at that edible, what do you call it? Edible arrangements, where they do chocolate-covered fruit arrangements, and you can buy separately the chocolate-covered things, fruits. So we thought we'd stop there and get it for the Dr. Greckle's office people, because they're so nice to me, and we had to go there. So anyway, we stopped there, and it's right, there's two rows of buildings where Quest is, and Quest is in the back row of the buildings, and the edible arrangement was in the front. So we just stopped right there and went in. And they had this one big arrangement in a freezer, refrigerator case, and it looked awful. And it was $50. I wasn't going to pay $50 and give them something that looked awful. So we went up to the refrigerator case by the cash register, and they only had like six cups of different fruits, chocolate covered strawberries and chocolate covered apples and bananas. And so we decided to get 4 cups of that and take it. And so I was paying for it, and phew, I'm telling you, they're expensive. But anyway, those ladies at the doctor's office are well worth it. They are so sweet to me, and Susan, his nurse, who's my nurse, is working her little voice to being raw, talking with my insurance company, the drug insurance company, to try to get them to put me on a different tier than I'm on. I don't understand it at all, but Susan does. She's working hard with them, try to get it all documented and sent in to them, and so that I'll pay less money for this Renexa that costs over $400 a month, and I don't have that kind of money. Well, I could use that kind of money and just not pay one of the bills and not pay food, but I choose not to do that. And the Renexa is for to help keep me out of pain, my heart from giving me pain stuff. And it works pretty good. I still have a little pain, but that's expected at this stage in the game. So Susan's working very, very hard to get the insurance company to get me some Renexa generic, because it just went generic this month. Well, at the end of this month, and she wants to get me on one of the generics that might not cost me anything, or at the highest it would cost me like $79 a month. So she really deserved some chocolate covered fruit in Annette's mind and mine. So I paid for the fruit stuff, and we looked at the lady, and she said, she dismissed us in her dismissive way. She's a young little snippet. And Nett and I were standing there, and I said to her, "Well, don't you have something to put this in so we can carry it?" She said, "No." I said, "You don't have a little bag or a box to put these in so that we can get them to the car, ride them in the car, get them to the hospital, go through security, and get them up to the second floor and into the doctor's office and to the nurses?" She said, "No, we aren't that kind of a company." Oh, how'd she say it? "We aren't a bag and box company." I'm telling you, this little girl came so close to me slapping her. My gosh, because the look on her face of disgust and the sound of her voice, it just, she could have handled it so much better. And I tried to handle it in a good way. Well, of course, Annette was getting hot under the collar, and she said, "What do you mean you don't have a bag or box to put these in?" And so the woman repeated what she had said, and I'm not going to repeat it because it just brings up bad vibes, and I don't want bad vibes. So, Annette took two, and I took two, but we also had our purses in our hands and something else, I can't remember what. But anyway, it was kind of difficult, but we managed to get in the car. Then I'm sitting there trying to think, now, okay, I got four of these things. How am I going to hold these four cups on my lap in the car while we're driving over the bumpy roads and turning corners and stuff? How am I going to be able to hold these without dropping them on the floor or turning them upside down or spilling them? So we used the, what do you call it, cup holder in the car. I had water in one, Annette had some water in the other one, but Annette put the water she had between her legs while she was driving, and I put one of the cups in the holder and was trying to hold the other three. Without being the klutz that I am. So anyway, we got to the hospital, and Annette got the wheelchair out, and she got me out of the car, and we juggled the four cups on my lap. She put my purse in the bag. I bought a bag that we hang on the chairs of the wheelchair, and it's on the back of the seat. It sits facing the people who are pushing, and it's got a Velcro with a lid with a Velcro so it. But anyway, we put all our stuff in that bag. So she put my purse in there, and my water, and her purse, and so I'm holding these four cups. Then she's got to wheel me into the hospital over these bumps. So, one of the cups decides, oh, I didn't like that bump. And I was able to catch it without spilling the other four cups. Can you believe it? So, anyway, we get in the double doors. Thank God they're automatic doors. They open, and then the other doors are automatic, and they open. And there's a guard placed there, so we have to stop and have the guard scan us. And I said to him, "I'm bringing goodies to the girls." And he said, "I see that." And I thought, oh, he wants one, but he's not getting one. I didn't know him. He hadn't really helped me like the girls. So I got my selfish hat out. And he did the scanning of us. And when I go in, because I'm in the wheelchair, they just always scan between my back and the back of the wheelchair, so it wasn't too difficult. And the little lady who gives us a sign saying we're a visitor, letting everyone know we went through security, she asked us what floor we were going to, and she even pushed the elevator button, and we got in and had a nice ride up to second floor, got out, and Annette was trying to figure how was she going to get me through the door at the doctor's office without me spilling the fruits. So we managed to do that, which was kind of a fiasco, but we did it. We did. We got in there. She backed me in, and I'm telling you, we get to laughing so hard before we even get in the doctor's office that they always know we're coming. I heard them say, "Oh, here comes Dolly." And that was before we even had the door all the way open. So we gave the nurses their presents, and they were all so happy to get them. And we talked to Susan for a little while. She broke her foot like a month ago, and she's still in the boot cast, but her foot keeps swelling because she doesn't stay off it like she's supposed to because she has to work. And she's a nurse, so she's on her feet. So the poor little thing, she's still in a lot of pain, and so we were talking with her about that. And then she helped us out the door that time. And then she's laughing, and we're like, yeah, getting on the elevator and all that. So we got down there and got back to the car, and it was so much easier getting in the car without the fruit. I was so glad. I so enjoy being able to make people smile or have them smile because of something good I did in their life, or make them have a happy heart as they're leaving me. I love it. I love knowing I had some responsibility in brightening their day. So we had a good time with the guard and the little sticker lady and all the nurses. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful interactions. So then, let me think. So then, did I tell you Susan? Yeah, I think I told you Susan's fighting with the insurance, working with the insurance company on my behalf. Bless her heart. Oh yeah, so then we had to stop at Annette's diabetes doctor, who was just down the street from the hospital where my doctor's office is, and he's my cardiologist. And you know, he is so. He is such a caring doctor. I told him how much they wanted to charge me for the Ranexa when I tried to get it filled the first time. And he says, "Oh no, no way are you going to pay that amount every month." I said, "Well, I can't. That's why I'm telling you. I want to tell you I can't take it because I can't afford it." He says, "We're going to give you samples. It's supposed to go generic." Well, this was over a year ago. And, he's had his Susan giving me samples all the time. So she'll give me like 6 weeks worth of samples at a time. And one time we went in to get my supply of samples, and she came out with it, with them in the bag behind her back, and she did a half turn so I could see it and take it out of her hand, and she's grinning. And Sherry said, because Sherry was with me that time, Sherry says, "Oh, here's your drug dealer." We have fun with it, and even the doctor snickers and laughs about it, but he says he won't let me pay that much money. He knows that I'm on Social Security, and I can't afford that. So anyway, we stopped at Annette's doctor on the way. She has diabetes really bad, and she has to take shots, so it was her appointment time. And thank God the two of them were, well, Annette coordinated it so that we'd both because have them at the same day and close to the same time, because they're so close, the offices are so close together. So we went in there, and she got her meds were changed and got all the instructions for that, and then we were all done with doctor crap. Thank goodness. Got that out of the way for the day. And Nat was in a good mood all day. It was wonderful. So then Annette had this 30% reward card from Kohl's, and she wanted to use it before the coupon expires. And she had gotten a card from her co-workers on Administrator's Day, and it had some money in it. Over $100 that people really like her, and they donate money toward the people, the administrators. And so she got over $100, plus she had her 30% reward card. And, oh, my door's gonna slam. It's windy. If you hear a bang, it's my door slamming. I like to have my bedroom door that goes out to the pool when I open. So, that'll be the noise if you hear it, if it slams. Anyway, ouch. We went to Kohl's, and we had a good time. Annette doesn't like to shop, but she was in the mood, and we had a wonderful time. She was looking at all the jewelries, and she likes jewelry, so she picked out some pretty jewelries. I think it was a necklace and earrings, and I can't remember what all. Oh, and talking about a necklace, when I got my shungite necklace, it was a goodie in with my other stuff I ordered. Oh, the shungite skin balm. Oh, y'all, I love that skin balm. I'm telling you, really, it works wonderful. It'll heal things almost overnight, and if not overnight, it takes only 2 or 3 days. And it on my body, it works well. I would recommend it to everyone in the world. But anyway, Derek sent me a little goodie because he loves me. And Maureen. And so my little goodie was that little necklace, the little shungite, like a teardrop necklace. And I thought, well, Sherry doesn't have one, because Annette does, and I do. And I thought, if Sherry will wear it, I'll give it to her. So, I asked Sherry, I took a picture of it so she could see it in Messenger, because the kids and I have this 24/7 Messenger going. So, she said, well, thank you, but she really wouldn't wear it. Oof! I was so excited. So I said, okay, so was Annette. So Annette and I kept it here, and Annette can wear it. I don't take off my another one that I have on, my silver saturated shungite one. It's got the big nugget and the wire around it, and I wear that 24/7. I even wear it in the pool and the shower, and I don't take that off, but Annette wanted that necklace so bad. So now she gets to keep that one too, so she's got two shungite necklaces. And if I want to wear it ever, I can wear it. I don't have to worry about getting it back from Sherry or anything. Of course, if I gave it to Sherry, it'd be hers for life. So anyway, where was I? Oh, we were at Kohl's. See how distracted I get so easily? And while Annette was looking at the jewelry and I was looking with her, there were these three ladies that were looking at rings that were right by us, right beside us. And the lady said something. Was she in our way? I was snickering so much and laughing. I even laughed out loud. She was a heavyset lady, like me, you know, plump. And she had her back to me, and she was bent over, so her butt sticking up very close to where my foot was on my wheelchair. I said, No, we don't need over there. But you're asking me with your butt so close to my foot that if you were, I could kick you. And she just howled. She thought that was so funny. And so did her friends. And so we start talking, and we just had a good time with each other, teasing and having fun. The woman asks me if she's in my way, and her butt is sticking up where I can give her a good boot in the butt. So tempting. So very tempting. But anyway, we had a good time, and I ended up getting a nightgown and two shirts. The shirts were on sale. Five something a piece, $6 a piece. And so I bought two of them. And the nightgown was on sale because Kohl's was having a good sale Friday. So I got another nightgown so I can wear it around the house and take it to Sherry's house and wear it around her house. And that reminds me, I have spent a lot of money on clothes. I ordered them online, and I went to Amazon to do it. They have some good clothes there. That's where Annette orders hers, and I'm telling you, she always looks so darn cute in her clothes. And so I thought, I'm gonna try that. I order clothes in bulk like once every 10 years, and I wear them until they just say to me, "Look, we're getting tired. You've been wearing us for 10 years. Don't you think it's time to retire us?" So I listened to the message my clothes were giving me, and I ordered a new wardrobe, and it's been coming. Saturday, and I got some. Sunday, I got some, and I'm supposed to get the rest of it today or tomorrow, I think. But it's a different style than I usually wear. So, I'm going to be surprising everybody at Jakey's graduation, all the festivities there and all the people, because I won't be wearing the style of clothes that I've worn for all these years. It'll be something different. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, showing off my new clothes. Annette liked them, so they must be pretty good. So I got distracted. Oh yeah. And after Kohl's, we decided we'll get our banking done. She takes me to my bank, and then we go to her bank and get that done. As we were in the car at the banks, we decided, let's go to my appointment at the DMV early. I had an appointment set up for 2:30, and it was only 1 o'clock then. Annette says, "Oh, we'll go early. What will it hurt?" So we did. DMV is Department of Motor Vehicles. I had to get, because on my birthday, my driver's license expired. And I thought, well, no problem. I'm not driving a car. I sold the last car I'll ever own. And that was kind of a couple tear day. And I got through it, but anyway, I sold my car. So because I hadn't been driving it in years, because I can't drive, I just get too frustrated, too excited behind the wheel, and besides, we never know if I'm going to pass out behind the wheel, and I don't want to pass out and hurt anybody. So anyway, I haven't been driving, so I figured I don't need to renew my driver's license. That's my ID, my Florida ID. Well, when we went to the attorney's office for to get all my arrangements made legal and all that, and that's all done and filed away in the safe, so kids are very relieved. I'm very relieved. Things are a lot lighter around us when we think about that. We don't think of it that often anymore now, too. Because it's all settled. So, what was I telling you? Well, anyway, we went to the DMV. We were on our way to the DMV from the bank after we went shopping at Kohl's. Well, Sherry and I had gone to the DMV one time. Oh, I know what I was telling you. I had to get a Florida ID because the lawyer, the ladies at the lawyer's office, and the lawyer told me very calmly, but the two ladies who were witnesses were kind of excited about it, that I had to have a Florida ID. It's a separate thing from the driver's license. They're two separate items, but they both are your IDs with your picture on it from the state of Florida. So they explained it enough that Annette and I decided, all right, we shall go get me a Florida ID. So I set up the appointment at 2:30. So we're heading over there after the bank, and all of a sudden my mind remembered that when Sherry and I were looking for the DMV to turn in my car's license plate, we were doing the GPS map, and there were two addresses to choose from. Well, we didn't really know which address was the true address, so we picked one. I mean, it advertised it as a DMV, so we're thinking two different places. Buildings, two different offices. Well, Sherry and I ended up out in buck-fucking Egypt. Oh, I'm sorry. Out far away. And we were in a residential area, and we kept saying, the DMV is in here. And it pulled us up in front of this house in a residential area. Oh, for crying out loud. We didn't even know where the heck we were at that point. So Sherry put it in her phone to backtrack us and take us to the other address, and that's when we found where the real DMV was. Bless Sherry's heart. So anyway, Annette, I got confused, and I didn't want Annette to end up in front of that house in the residential area, because she was in such a good mood, I wanted to keep her that way. And so she's looking on her phone. I'm looking on my phone. We're at the stoplight, and we're fussing and fuming and fussing and trying to figure it out and get it programmed in our phones. And my phone decides it's going to lose power. I guess I had forgotten to charge it. And so I realized it was on like 10. And I told Annette, I'm going to lose power. We're going to have to follow your phone. Well, her car does have a GPS system. But bless her heart, the GPS system, she gets confused because Annette hasn't had her updated. So we can't trust her, because we have ended up in the craziest places trying to follow her. Because she goes according to years ago streets that some of them don't even exist anymore. So anyway, we're trusting Annette's phone. And of course, I'd been talking to the angels too. Please, angels, make sure we get to the right place the first time. And we did. And but in the meantime, while we're fussing and stewing over trying to make sure we get the right thing and all entered in the phones, and my phone decided to call Nancy on Skype, but I didn't know it did. And so Nancy was trying to get our attention. Hello, hello. I didn't hear, neither did Annette. So Nancy finally hung up. She realized, oh, it's Annette and Dolly in a state of confusion. I didn't find out until that night when I went on Skype, because Nancy and I have this 24/7 Skype chat going on all the time. Well, I got in there to tell her about the day, and sorry, I heard something outside. Something fell. Oh, what was it? The neighbors. So Nancy had heard what we were up to, at least that we were in that confused state. But anyway, we drove straight to it. Angels are with us, I'm telling you. And even the parking angel had the seat next to the sidewalk right by the door saved for us. And that got me out in the wheelchair. We got in there. And we were at 2:30. Oh, we were 1:30. My appointment was 2:30. And so somebody helped us through the door. Thank God. And we got into the part where the DMV is, and there was only one person sitting in that office. Usually there's standing room only. That's the way it was when Cherry and I went in. We had to wait a long time. Well, so Annette signs us in, and she just got me situated beside her chair, and our number was called. Wow! So we went back to the number of the slot where the lady was to help us. And she was nice. She was a sweetheart. I swear she was an angel in human form. She was that nice. But anyway, she had to take my picture. She explained, I have to take your picture for the new Florida ID. And so Net wheeled me over to in front of the white screen, because you do it in front of a white screen for the Florida ID. And the lady even took a good picture. I thought, that never happens at the DMV. You know they take ugly pictures there. I mean, it's a thing. It's like it's a law. If you go to the DMV to get your license, you have to have an ugly picture on your license. Well, anyway, I got this pretty-looking picture. Makes me even wonder if it's me. For real. So we wheeled back around to where her seat was. And we did the money thing and all that. So she gets to the part where she's ready to hand me the ID. And she looked up at me. And she says, I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to have to cut the corner on your license. And I said, okay. They do that so that you can't, it isn't legit anymore. Because if they cut the corner off of your license, then the police know this is not a valid driver's license. So, I looked at her, and I was kind of surprised. Because she knows that's a very difficult thing for a lot of people. To have their last license cut, corner cut off, because you're never going to be able to use it again. And I kind of thought to myself before we went there to the DMV, I bet this is going to be hard for me. But it wasn't. It really wasn't. And she was thinking I was going to be so devastated, the nice lady. And I said, oh, that's okay. She said, you want to keep it? And I said, oh, yeah. And that, of course, she was bitching. Why do you want to keep it? I'll just have to throw it away after you're gone. I said, but Annette, it's my last driver's license I will ever have on this earth. This time around. Of course, I say I'm not coming back again. I really, folks, I'm not coming back unless they make me. tie me up and throw me back down to Earth. No, I'm not coming. But anyway, so I said, well, Ned, it's my last driver's license on this Earth. I want to keep it. I want to cherish it because it's part of my life of getting to this point. And so the lady was understanding everything I was saying. So she handed me the old Florida driver's license and the new Florida ID. And we thanked her. And she smiled so sweetly at me as we were leaving. Annette turned me around, pushed me out. It was such a wonderful experience at the DMV that... That's what surprised me. It was such a good experience at the DMV, for goodness sake. Can you believe it? And a nice lady, a nice clerk at the DMV. When I would go to the DMV in Venice, because Russell needed to change his from Michigan to Florida, Sherry needed to get her license from Florida, and we had to go there for changes of addresses and things like that. Well, it was always not a fun experience, so we dreaded having to go, even though we'd make appointments. And then you get up there to the counter, and the people were so grumpy and mean and awful. I had to renew my driver's license one time there, and the woman said, look in this machine and read the letters. I looked in the machine, and all I saw was a white. And I said, but there's no letters to read. Yes, there is. You read me those letters. I said, but I can't read you any letters because there's no letters there for me to read. And we went through this about three times with her getting even more angry every time at me. And I said, will you look at it? So she looked in it and she said, oh, I forgot to put the letters in there. I thought, well, do I get an apology for that? But I didn't say it out loud. Not one word of apology. Just another grumpy, now read those letters. And so I read them. Oh, but see, they were always grumpy. So when I met this little angel and they had another angel when I went. Sherry and I were there turning in my license plate. She was a sweetheart, too. I don't know if it's just that office or what, but it was really very nice. A very nice experience. So we get out of the DMV, and thank goodness there was another person at the door to hold it for Annette to wheel me through it. Bless their hearts. And so we got in the car, and Annette said, you want to go to Olive Garden? Because we had talked about it on the way to the DMV in our confused state. And I knew I was getting tired. But she asked me, and the thought that went through my head, and thoughts can go through people's heads really, really fast. Well, this thought went through my head really fast. We'd have to get to the Olive Garden. We'd have to go find the parking spot, but I wasn't too worried about the parking spot because I got my parking angel. And I got the handicapped tag, too. So we'd have to get parked. We'd have to get me out of the car into the wheelchair. We'd have to go in, be seated, figure out what we want to order. And that's not so hard because we always order the same thing at the restaurants that we go to. at Olive Garden, I like to get the salad and breadsticks with Alfredo sauce. Is it Alfredo sauce? Fettuccine sauce? One of those sauces. Oh, I apologize. I hate saying you know. I hate hearing people say to me, you know. No, I don't know. You are telling me the story. Don't say to me, you know, when you're telling me the story. Unless I already do know. Then I'll forgive you. Maybe. Just hate those words. I wish they would be taken out of the vocabulary. Let's see. So we'd get in, we'd order, then you have to wait for it. And then you eat it. And then you wait for the tab. And then you gotta pay and wait to pay. And then you gotta get out of the booth, because we like booths. Get out of the booth. Get out to the car. Get me into the car. She's gotta put the wheelchair away. And then we get in the car. And we'd be so tired out Friday that we'd want to have to take a nap sitting in the car in the parking lot of Olive Garden before we could get home. That's the way I pictured it in my mind. And I said to her, no, Nat, let's not do that today. And so we decided to get some fast food on the way home. So we did that, and we got home, and we had to unload the car with our packages and our fast food and our water cups and our purses. And then I had to get the wheelchair out, put it in the garage. So we finally got to eat when we got home, and then we thought, well, we're going to go in the pool. Annette's going to nap in the pool. She likes to nap in the pool. She lays on the raft and floats around the pool and naps. I like to get in the pool and I straddle a noodle. How do I describe a noodle? It's a long tubular styrofoam thing. And you can usually put it under your arms or sit on it with your legs. Well, I straddle it, and it helps to keep me up in the water. It gives me the buoyancy I need to float around the pool without the kids fussing over, am I gonna lose strength and sink? Because there's just a little bit of the pool that is shallow enough to touch, and then it's deep. So she got on her raft, I got on my noodle, and I could only last 15 minutes, and then I had to get out. I said, nah, I can't do it anymore. My muscles were quivering, that's how tired I was. So I got out, got my suit off, headed to the bed. I was asleep before my head hit the pillow. It was so wonderful. It was just such a wonderful day with Annette. She was in a good mood. Everybody we ran into was in a good mood. It was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then, Annette's been dating this guy she met online. She's been dating him for a couple months now. Maybe even a little longer. They will go out a day on the weekend and they'll meet where they're going to be. I think they've gone to restaurants mostly. And I think they might have met at another place, but I can't remember what it was. But anyway, I said to her Friday, well, Annette, when am I going to be able to meet the guy she's dating? I won't say his name. And she said, I don't know, Mom. She's being very cautious. he's been married twice. To frickin' assholes. And, well, the second one was a jailbird. He was in jail 4 years of their marriage. Got net pregnant, which she wanted to be. And then he went into jail for 4 years, and she raised Dalton, and she was living with me, so we're taking care of Dalton. And so, anyway, she liked the bad guys. Tall, skinny, bad guys. So this guy is short. And he's a good guy. He's not one of the bad guys. He's really a good guy. When Annette was with the other two, she had to earn the money and pay the bills and all that. This guy has paid every time they've gone out together. He just picks up the bill and pays it. I mean, hallelujah. And he's so nice, and he was explaining to Annette that his wife had passed away with cancer. And he said he married her knowing she had cancer. But he loved her, and so they enjoyed the time they had together. This is my kind of guy. The kind that I really would like for my daughter. Considerate, not selfish, stingy, awful being. He seems to be very nice. And Annette's kind of leery. And she told him. Now, so-and-so, when Mom crosses over, I'm going to move back to Venice. So I don't think we should continue this relationship because she didn't want either one of them to get entangled to where the move would be so disastrous to him. And evidently he has said he really wishes she would stay, but he doesn't want to stop seeing her. I think I love this guy and haven't even met him. So Annette said to me Friday night, she said, we're going to go to the Melbourne Art Fest on Saturday or Sunday, and afterward he's going to come over and spend the rest of the day, and she's going to cook supper. I was so excited. I thought, oh yeah, I get to meet the guy and I get to feel him out with my vibes, my energies, his energies. Not with my hands. So it got Sunday, and I was getting up, making sure everything was cool, and the litter boxes were cleaned, and I was going to move them into my bedroom, because Annette's got them on a card table in the dining room, because we don't use the dining room that much. So she put them in the corner in the dining room, so to where I could reach them without having to bend over and fall in them. Remember, I fell in one of them that one time? Oh. So anyway, they're at the level where I can reach them comfortably, and the cats love it. We put a chair beside the table, so they jump on the chair, they jump on the table, they play around in their litter box, and then they jump on the table out of their litter box and jump back on the chair and get on the floor. They just think that it's heaven. Especially Sagey. She really gets into that kind of stuff. So I wanted to move that all into my bedroom so that we'd have nice dining area. I don't let it get to where it stinks. Except for every once in a while. It will stink because I They did it fresh. Well, and they did. Amber won't cover hers. That's when it stinks. And so, most of the times, she will pee and poop on my bathroom rug. Little brat. So it doesn't stink out there. 99% of the time, you can't tell. Anyway. So I was up early Sunday morning so that I could make sure that that was taken care of and just make sure the kitchen was tidied up, the dishes were put away from the dishwasher, and Annette got up and said, "What are you doing?" Well, she had texted me, but I didn't read the phone. So, her poor little new friend got sick. And he was so sick he couldn't do the day's activities. So Annette said, "He's so apologetic, Mom. He feels so bad about not being able to do it." And I said, "Well, that's okay," she said, "but I don't want to get what he's got, whatever it is." And she said, "I don't want you getting sick either." I said, "Well, I'm with you on that one." So I almost got to meet him. And I was all excited about that. But I'm still excited because she has arrived at the point where she wants me to meet him. Ooh, I'm so excited, y'all. I hope, I pray that their relationship evolves into what will be the highest and best, whether they keep it or not, that whatever it is, it'll be for the highest and best of all concerned for them. And I'm so thankful that she has someone like him in her life now. I think it's made her a little happier. I really do. I see it. I feel it. And I'm so thankful for him being in her life right now. At this moment in time. Let's see. Did I have anything else I wanted to share? But because I see that I only have 3 minutes left. I hope I didn't bore the heck out of y'all. I just wanted to share my fun days, my fun excitement on the happening that didn't happen yet but will happen. And, I thought there was one more thing I wanted to share with y'all. I don't remember what it was. Angels helped me to put me in the place of remembering. Oh, I wanted to say I have been feeling better. There was a couple days where I was feeling so good that I was all over the place and no one could keep me down. And then, of course, I crashed. Because I got so exhausted from all that, expending all that energy. But I've been feeling so much better, y'all. And I don't know why. But we're going to ask our out-of-towner families, the two ladies who are a family from out of town, on the Saturday when they come on Say What with us. We're going to ask them if I was taken to one of their ships and given a workover. My body got a tune-up, maybe. We're going to find out on Say What. So y'all stay tuned. Or tune in to Say What when our out-of-towner family comes on. They come on the first Saturday of every month. And it's from 6 to 8 p.m. EST. There's a little advertisement for you. On Tuesdays, tomorrow, I'm going to be on Cosmic Reality with Nancy and Walt. 6 to 8 p.m. EST. So that ought to be interesting. Nancy gave us homework for it. I have to do homework, so I'm going to have to let you all go for today. Talk with you another time. Bye-bye.